With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's one final day of campaigning for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris ahead of Election Day tomorrow. The two presidential candidates have a flurry of appearances planned in key battleground states.
Vice President and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris will spend all of today in Pennsylvania, which offers the largest prize, 19 electoral votes. Harris will visit working-class areas, including Allentown, and wrap up the day with a rally tonight in Philadelphia. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump plans four rallies, starting with one in Raleigh, North Carolina, two rallies in Pennsylvania, in Reading and Pittsburgh, and a Monday night rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Trump and Harris are trying to get millions of supporters to get to the polls on Tuesday. Donna Water, Washington.
Republicans hope to flip Ohio in a marquee Senate race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Toledo.
Democrat Sherrod Brown is trying to win a fourth term in the U.S. Senate, but he's facing a tough challenge from Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno. It's not only shaping up to be the most expensive Senate contest in the country, it's a race that will play a role in deciding which party controls the Senate. Republicans hope a victory here will shift the balance of power in their favor. The latest polling average shows Brown and Moreno locked in a virtual tie. Greg Clugston, Toledo, Ohio.
Also at SRNnews.com, forecasters keeping an eye on a storm system in the Caribbean. Expected to become a hurricane, it could dump lots of rain on Florida and possibly the northern Gulf Coast later in the week. Flooding, power outages, and at least 11 injuries, a result of weekend storms that raked Oklahoma, could be more of the same today. In the words of one forecaster, we're not done with it yet. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 21 points. This is SRN News. Politicians aren't the only ones who are lying.
A new poll released by Axios finds that an awful lot of Americans don't tell the truth when asked who they're voting for on Tuesday. About 50% of Generation Z, 18 to 27, say they've lied to somebody about who they're supporting for president. And that might include poll takers, by the way. Nearly 40% of millennials say they've also lied about their vote. The results speak to the country's severe polarization and might cast doubt on political polls.
That's SRN's Michael Harrington. A leading Christian school is being sued by a man who's living as a woman. The suit has been filed by Eleanor Zinsky, a former Liberty University employee fired by the school after disclosing her gender identity. Zinsky, who's being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, claims that his firing was a violation of the Civil Rights Act. Liberty says it was within its rights to let the man go, contending that the Civil Rights Act permits religious educational institutions to make employment decisions. This is SRN News. No one knows how tomorrow's presidential election will turn out, but the Federal Reserve's move 2 days later is much easier to predict.
With inflation continuing to cool, the Fed is set to cut interest rates for a second time this year. On Thursday, the Fed's policymakers are on track to cut their benchmark rate by a quarter point to about 4.6%. After having implemented a half-point reduction in September. The Fed's future actions, though, will become more unsettled once a new president and Congress take office in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Conservationists and a Native American group are suing to block a Nevada lithium mine they say will drive an endangered wildflower to extinction, disrupt groundwater flows, and threaten cultural resources. The Interior Department approved the lithium boron mine recently, lithium used to make electric vehicle batteries and solar panels. More details, SRNnews.com.